I guess that's us.
Okay, we're on. So we didn't get any music.
I didn't get no music.
You're going to have to sing
Georgia.
Why that?
Georgia. Because I like it.
Because you like it. It doesn't have any pep to it, though.
Yeah, but I can remember the words.
Yeah, there's only, what, 2-3 words.
That's all I need.
Okay. All right. So this is the beginning of our 2024 season.
Show number one.
And we're back.
And we're on a new platform.
A nostalgic tour of Blog Talk Radio.
Which we did back in 2018.
Yes, and before.
Yeah.
All the way back to 2015.
Yeah. Okay. Are you getting dinged?
Kevin is on here. I'm in the studio. Direct connect.
I don't know if somebody's listening or not, but Kevin is texting John, Kevin Rusty.
Yeah, why? All right, here, let's try it. I thought I was in the studio.
And not in the studio? Did everything we say for the last half hour wasted?
The last half hour? Yeah. We had some epiphanies. And.
Are we on the air?
I don't know anymore.
I have no idea what's going on.
I hit the direct connect thing. I know I'm connected.
It's a new platform, and everybody is confused, particularly me.
I must be live. I assume I'm live.
Okay. Are there any callers?
There are no callers.
Oh, so you have to put up with me then.
All right. Yeah, I have to put up with you.
Too bad.
All right. We're starting this again. Yes, and we have actually callers. Okay. So it's actually working.
The first show of 2024.
First show of 2024. It's the 4th of January.
On a new platform.
New or old platform.
We're learning
how to use it. Nostalgic platform.
Yes. Okay.
Many times we've been on here looking at phone numbers, trying to guess.
And all we get is the phone number. We don't get any pre-screening.
Not
which is fine with me because the pre-screening sucked anyway.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And I have to tell Kevin, yes, I am talking.
He can't hear us.
Okay. So he's not hearing me, I don't think.
Connect to a phone call.
I'm gonna reconnect through the... He's not hearing anything. Okay.
Did you allow it to use our microphones?
I am trying this again. Okay, we're back to this. Our call screener is on. We know this stuff was working before.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through.
I know that's not the order that the
just
lines
an
count.
Old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. I'll say to Georgia. Georgia.
All right. See, so what I...
Doo doo da dee, la da da dum dum da da dum da da dee.
Okay, I guess they have us because they must have heard you singing.
Well, I'm glad they heard me singing.
I'm going to assume they heard you singing.
Well, let's try a phone call.
Okay.
I'm tired of doing this.
So if I pick up a phone call, then that should give us an idea that not only are we being heard, but we can hear other people.
Right.
And we have a show. Okay, we are live, and I think we should go through the intro again one more time.
One more time. Okay.
Not like it was really long.
Okay.
This is
MD Alignment.
Beckett and Mike Beckett with Rolling Toe.
And it's the first show of 2024.
January 4th, 2024.
On a new platform.
An old platform.
And we don't know what we're doing.
Good. They're hearing us now. We normally don't know what
Let's
we're doing.
Let's have phone calls.
We're just dumb mechanics, not radio personnel.
I'm an ex-mechanic.
We have a call. It's the 218 area code. They've been holding for a minute. So I'd like to see what they've got to say.
That's North Dakota.
North Dakota, you think?
Who knows?
All right. I'm gonna say Indiana because everybody's from Indiana.
Okay.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
218-407.
Yeah, it's Northern Minnesota is where that phone line's from, but I'm down in Alabama right now.
Alan, well, you're smart. It's finally, winter's finally starting to approach us up here in the northern Midwest.
Yes, it is.
So what's going on?
I sent you those pictures of my tire wear.
Yes.
I X-rotated them and changed them around for the direction because I was going to heal the toe wear.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, the next week, I didn't even make it down into Wisconsin, and I feel a real terrible tire bounce, and I'm getting that weird wear pattern.
Okay, the wear pattern that I'm seeing in your pictures is on the inside edge of the inside drive tires next to the frame. Is that correct?
That's correct, but
there
is also a wavy through the tread.
Can you hold that up and show the audience?
Yeah. Here, audience, take a look at this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, that's pretty
dramatic. Going forward and back, I get dips in the tread.
Yes, so that's heel and toe. The forward and back is heel and toe. That's from engine torque and brake application. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so I'm not excited about that. Okay.
Well, That picture was after I had X-rotated the tires.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right. It does that. And the tread design moves front to back as you torque the tire when you apply the gas or you put on the brakes. And so creating the heel and toe is not a big surprise.
Inside tire wear only literally happened in the last. I left on first, and I haven't. And that's when the bouncing started, and that inside tire edge wear.
I understand. Now the inside edge wear is from one of two things: either you've got a loose wheel bearing, or you've got the lightweight drive axle that's flexing when you're hitting bumps in the road. It could have started before you rotated it, but it wasn't bad enough for you to see it. But once it starts going, it accelerates and goes really fast.
30 seconds difference very quickly as it starts to separate. The shorter that rib becomes, the faster that rib wears. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you rotated them, did you move them front to back, or did you cross-rotate?
I X-rotated them and changed the direction to counteract the heel of the toe wear.
Right. Good. So you moved them from, like, the left front position to the right rear position.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay, that's the correct way to rotate. You've done everything you can. The tire is going to do what it's going to do. The only thing you've got to figure out is, do you actually have a loose wheel bearing, or is this all axle flex? Now, what year of a truck is this?
2000, built in October of 99, international, with a splicer's rear end.
Okay, so it probably does not have preset non-adjustable bearings.
Almost guarantee.
Right. So I would be checking to make sure the bearings are tight. There's a simple way to do that.
Okay.
Is to park on concrete, jack up one side of the axle, get it an inch or so off the ground. You go underneath the bottom of the tire with the tire iron, and you put a bar down there to act as a fulcrum. And you push down on the bar, it'll pop straight up on the piece that's under the tire. And if you get it going rhythmically, if it's loose, it'll go clunk, clunk, clunk.
And then you'll know, I got loose bearings.
Okay?
Okay. I just didn't know if the tire bands, because of the torque, and switching it around,
no.
I might have...
No.
You did nothing wrong.
No way. Tires are designed to go both directions. That's why when you recap a tire, you have no way of knowing which way it was going before it got recapped. Casings are built uniformly.
Gotcha.
A directional tire only has changes in the tread design, not in the casing.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know. Balancing and everything else would not, because I got balance rings on it, but it's still.
Yeah, it's not round now.
Right. You've done everything you can.
Yeah. So check
Except
the bearings.
Check the bearings.
Check the bearings. Make sure they're okay. Okay?
Yep. Thank
All righty,
you.
Buddy. Have a good day.
All right.
All right. He's gone. See, I didn't even have to hang that one up.
Yeah.
See? All right. So as we're at the beginning of 2024, and we have been absent for the past couple of weeks, which included a couple holidays.
That includes absent without leave?
We were AWOL.
We were AWOL.
As anybody that has worn drab green knows.
Yep.
We were absent there. How was your holiday without the only work that you have to do?
I have other work to do. I have a honey-do list.
You have a honey-do list.
It hangs right there on the wall, and I look at it. I have to take care of the dog. I have to do poop patrol in the backyard. I have to do this and do that and don't annoy and tease the cat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a good 3 weeks. I did. It was very enjoyable. I got to see my great-grandbaby.
That's right.
I got to see my grandkids. I got to see my son and his wife, and I got naps. It was good.
All those things were good things.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, we on our side of the table had a very good couple of weeks, very busy. We did not really get a vacation hardly at all, except for literally Christmas Day and New Year's Day. And those were busy days.
And Bradley came up from Florida.
Yes, he did, my oldest. Came from Florida.
He flew and was supposed to arrive in Des Moines.
Yes.
At like 5:30 or something.
Yeah, it was going to be a wonderful day. Drove out there. And the closer I got to the airport, the foggier it got.
Yep.
And by the time it got to the airport, his flight had been diverted to Sioux Falls, which is only a five-hour drive.
Five-hour drive.
Yeah. I mean, why not just drive out there 5 hours, pick him up, and drive back 5 hours?
Sure.
Or wait in the morning, let him get a hotel, and see him the next day. And the next day, the closer I got to the airport, the foggier it got.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an interesting...
He did finally make it, though.
He did make it.
They pushed him out of the plane with a parachute because he couldn't land.
And said, good luck.
They didn't give a parachute to his suitcase, though, and it splatted on the runway.
Right. That was a bit of a cleanup.
Oh, well. No, it's been a good time.
Yes. Yes. All right. Now, I guess what we have left here is all of 2024 and these two calls. In fact, we have another update, a small update.
We have an update?
Small update.
Okay.
It was mentioned earlier by Kevin Rutherford that we are doing the Mid-America Truck Show this year. And, I'll be there. We're setting up a booth. We're going to have a lot of magic and wonderful people and things to explain. And Jim,
Big Jim,
he's bringing an axle. He's bringing a steer axle, all
Is he going to actually bring that thing down that he painted up?
He's going to bring an axle.
And it'll be in the booth.
It'll be in the booth.
I got a better idea. Put it in the walkway out in front of the booth, make everybody trip over it, and then you can talk to them while they're trying to get up.
They're not going to be a tripper. They're going to be walking right into it because it's not going to be a low-to-the-ground small axle.
Well, that's what I want. I want them to bust their knees on it.
A knee buster.
Yes.
Right. Well, either way, Jim Fowler will be there with an axle that we will be able to demonstrate what we're actually talking about on. And Jerry Woodland will be at the booth next to us this time.
Oh, he's going to be next to you.
Next to us.
Going to have his own booth?
On the back side of the aisle, but he'll be there. And we're let's see, Shanna from S&B and a number of other people all be there to talk to everybody about what they've got to do.
But that's 2.5 months from now.
What's that?
That's 2.5 months from now.
2.5, almost 3. Yeah, 2.5, because it starts a little earlier this year.
Yeah, but everything you've been telling everybody now, they're going to forget by that time.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody won't even listen to this podcast until March.
Okay.
We don't know.
All right, that's right.
But either way,
okay,
I'll be there.
Yep.
You
and Heidi and Brady will be there.
Yes, that's the plan.
That's the plan.
You, on the other hand,
we'll be vacationing in San Antonio.
San Antonio. They've screwed up our plans. Usually we're able to do both the Uvalde and the Mats show, I myself or some other way. But this time, they actually fall in the same week.
Yeah.
So I have to call Mike out of retirement and send him to San Antonio to work with Continental. And that will be fun. So that's the...
Yeah.
So far,
I don't remember the presentations anymore.
Yeah. You have to relearn it.
No, I'm just going to wing it.
Wing it?
Yeah.
Just tell them whatever you want.
Yeah, anything. They won't know.
That's great, because I've only got like 4 presentations to do for Continental after that this year.
They'll be trying to make up for what I did in San Antonio.
Okay. All right. So that's what's going on. And here in this studio, we have something else going on. We have 2 more callers.
Okay.
If anybody wanted to call, it's a different phone number now than it used to be.
You want me to tell them what it is?
You should go ahead and tell them what it is.
It is 866.
No, wait. No. That's the host calling. Do not give him
I gave that number to the other guy we just talked to, and he got in.
Yeah, he did, as on the host calling.
Oh, okay.
The guest calling is a different number.
Give me the right phone number then.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
The guest calling is 319-527-6791.
That's Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, I know. If you're in Cedar Rapids, it's a local call.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But Rutherford's in Oregon.
Rutherford's in Oregon, right.
And we're in Des Moines.
And I don't think Blog Talk Radio is based in
Eastern
Iowa.
Wild.
So whatever it is.
Okay, let's get on a phone
call.
Iowa
City and Cedar Rapids.
Let's do a phone call.
I don't know if you have to include the area code if you call from there.
Not my job.
Here in the rest of the country, 319-527-6791 gets you on to the Rolling Toe Show. And you can bring your questions about tire wear and handling and
chrome. I heard Rutherford telling people that he doesn't believe in chrome, and I just think that's terrible because we have do-it-yourself chrome kits.
We do. I've been looking around for those. I can't seem to find them.
I hid them.
You hid the do-it-yourself chrome?
Yes.
Okay. The guy that talked to us used the app to call us.
Okay, all right.
And I think the app is what most people are listening to this on anyway.
Okay.
So we've been giving out this phone number forever on this blog.
Yeah.
And nobody's been hearing it because nobody actually listens to it on Blog Talk Radio. They listen to it on the app.
I see. Okay, let's talk to somebody on a phone call.
Yep, we got another one. 407 area code. Where do you think that is?
Downtown Detroit.
Downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
That's it. You remember that because you're from Michigan.
Right.
Right. And that was always the area code for...
That's absolutely the area code.
It's absolutely downtown Detroit. All right, let's hear it.
Hello?
Still waiting. There they are.
Hello?
Are you there? 407.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear them either. I guess we'll put them back in line and
try the other one.
Next one.
What's the other one?
The other one is 616.
Well, that's Dallas.
902. That's Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas.
And you're sure of that?
Absolutely.
You remember because you're a native Texan.
Well, I traveled everywhere, so I memorized area codes.
Right. You memorized them. All right. 616.
Absolutely not Dallas. Dallas sucks. Decker reported, by the way.
Okay. Decker,
your Dallas Cowboy and Detroit Lion followers will understand Decker reporting.
Oh, okay.
The refs blew that call pretty bad.
I see.
Dallas won the game when Detroit really did. Anyway, the reason why I'm calling 616 is West Michigan, by the way.
Western Michigan. Okay.
Ah, so that really was a complete insult.
It was an insult, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, so the reason for my call, I have a 2018 Cascadia with duals on it. I have the Halo, and I have TPS monitor. But I want to switch over to the wide singles, and I have wide singles on my 96, and they're 2-inch offset. How do I know if I've got the lightweight axle that flexes?
Okay. Do you know what brand your axles are? Are they Meritors? Are they Detroit? Are they Dana?
Yeah, typically on a Freightliner, you can just look right at the top of the axle.
Okay. I'll have to take a look. I don't know.
Okay. On the top of the axle, right underneath the Panhard bar, there's a number stamped into the housing, and it'll either be a 9.5, which is the light one, or 11, which is the standard one.
Right. You have duals. You have a Cascadia. I almost guarantee this is the 9.5.
Yeah.
Nobody specs those with the heavy duty.
Yeah. But take a look, and you'll know.
Which means...
Okay, so if I do
have
the light one, can I turn them inside out?
Yes. You can turn them so they're 2-inch inboard instead of outboard.
Or 1-inch inboard.
The only thing you have to do is you have to change the valve stem so instead of sticking straight up, it's got a bend in it, and it goes out the handhole so you can air them up.
Right.
Okay.
That's your only...
Now, with that, do I have to do something different with the Halo system?
No, it should bolt right on. And the only difference with the Halo system is you're going to plug off one of the hoses.
Right. And then the tire pressure monitor is for 8 wheels. How do I adjust that?
Just put
for
one on.
Wheels? Well,
just
actually,
put, 6.
Yeah.
Just put one
I
on
see.
Instead
okay.
of 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's no big deal.
Makes sense. Now, the tires that I have on the wide single, they are recaps, and they just need to be replaced. So,
not necessarily. Are you
kind
saying
of on
they're
the,
worn out? They're worn out and they need to be replaced? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, two of them are trailer tires, and two are recaps.
Uh-huh.
And the recaps are actually on the curb side.
Okay.
As I remember you guys saying, don't put anything taller side to side.
Right.
Put it front to back.
Right.
Good job.
So how are these guys doing with putting trailer tires? Sorry about all the noise. I'm on a toll road and it's this bad. We're paying for
can't
this.
Hear it.
Can't hear
it. All we hear is you. So
oh,
good.
No kidding. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good deal.
Could be because I'm deaf.
So if I go on the cheap a little bit, how long of life should I get out of putting trailer tires on my drive? Or is that just an altogether bad idea?
It's not a bad idea. It really doesn't matter. You can run a trailer tire. You can run a dry tire. The difference will be traction under adverse conditions. You might have a little worse traction if you don't have lugs. But in my view, if you need lugs, you shouldn't be on the road anyway. Now, do you go off-road?
With your Cascadia? Probably not.
No.
Okay. All right. So
no.
The only difference will be how much tread depth there is. So let's say that you bought a brand new set of drive tires. And the brand new set of drive tires had 30 seconds of tread depth.
To start with.
If you buy a brand new trailer tire, let's say it has 16 32nds of tread depth.
Yep.
Okay?
Oh, okay. Half the life. Yep.
Half the life. Yeah. But that's exactly what we're talking about.
Okay. That's but my fuel economy should be better right off the bat, though, right?
I would think so, but I'm not a fuel economy guy, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, how much better? Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was my. Okay. Those were my only questions. Which
well, you did
to
good, kid.
Slide.
Yeah. It was great.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Yes, nice. All righty.
Hey, you have a great day. Thanks for
you
the show.
You do the same. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, hey, by the way.
Hey. Yeah?
If some of the people aren't able to get in because I was calling and calling and calling, and it kept saying that they're off air, well, I had to actually do an update on the app. So the update switched the phone numbers because I was dialing that 866 number through the app. And then when I did an update, it switched the phone number to the 315.
Okay, well, the other thing you might have been having a problem with is we were having problems being on the air for about a half hour.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that might have been part of it, too. But an update to the app is a good idea to get the right phone numbers. Cool.
Yes. Yes. Update
there you go.
That.
Thank you,
hey,
buddy.
You have a great day.
You do.
You too. All right.
All right. We had a guy that we tried to talk to, but then we couldn't get a hold of him. So
we
were we going to try him again?
We did. But before I get back to him, I want to note, back in 2015, which would be 9 years ago, when we started doing this blog stuff, nobody was doing anything right.
Yeah.
And now we're hearing of people consistently doing things right.
Yeah.
Whether it's the X-Rotating, just as simple as X-Rotating.
Oh, you're talking about the people on the trucks, not the Blog Talk radio stuff.
Not the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of people that are now, wait a minute. Let me qualify this. They're doing things right according to our point of view.
They're following our instructions.
Yes. Yes. Of course, our opinions are bullshit.
But they're resulting in better tire life and better handling.
That's just pure luck.
Pure luck.
Pure luck.
We have really no idea what
no
we're
clue what
about.
We're doing at all.
We just ramble on. We got the opportunity, so we decided to ramble on.
That's right.
And it's just luck. God, just pure
total
dumbass luck.
Like the Beeline guy said at the trade show when one of our guys asked him, do you know this Mike Beckett guy? And the guy says, this chair I'm sitting in knows more about alignment than Beckett knows.
And that's happened I don't know how many times from people that purport to know something about alignment.
And we don't.
We don't know anything. No. We're just out here just telling people whatever comes to
our minds.
We're having fun. Okay. All right. We'll go back to this 407 area code. Hopefully he's got his microphone fixed and we'll see what happens.
All right.
Are you there?
Hello? I can't hear him.
No, something switches back and forth, but I don't know that it's trying to pick him up or not. So, I don't know. We'll just leave him on mute and not worry about it.
Well, why don't you disconnect him, and then if he calls back in, maybe it'll connect properly.
Could I try that?
Yeah, try that.
I'll try that. I'll drop him.
Yeah.
Hang up. Come on, listen
to
him.
We'd love to talk
to
him, but we can't hear him.
All right, so anybody that wants to call in with their app or whatever can, the number, if you wanted to try, is 319-527-6791. If you thought maybe you were being improperly exported.
Or ignored.
Right.
We're good at ignoring things.
Right. So
I had a guy call up this week on a tech call.
Yes.
New customer, new shop using our equipment, but the technician's been using our equipment for about 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And he's measuring a fire truck. And this fire truck has got one drive axle, one steer axle. He says, Mike, I've aligned it. The alignments say it's perfect. When I drive it down the street, the thing dog tracks to the right. I said, okay. And so we went through a lot of questions. I said, how old is it? He says, it's brand new.
Brand new.
I said, okay. I said, have you checked to see if the body is mounted straight on the frame?
Maybe the truck's driving straight, but it looks half.
Right, because the body's crooked. So the last time I heard, he was going to use a plumb bob and plumb bob the frame to the floor and then plumb bob to the bottom body to the floor and then see if it matched.
Right. That could be it. I hope that's it, because the other possibility is that under torque, the drive axle's changing position.
On a spring ride.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
That would be the...
Well, the only other question he's got is if his alignment machine was out of calibration, you never get that, and I forgot to ask him now.
That's true. Yeah. So, yeah, you never know.
But if he's been using our equipment for 20 years, I would think he knew how to check calibration on the equipment.
You would think.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts assuming.
It does hurt to assume. Yeah. But I didn't assume. I just forgot.
You forgot.
I'm
That's
an old
true.
Fart.
All right. We do... 407 area code back. I'd like
He's
to
back.
See if he can actually speak to
Let's
us.
Let's try this.
Hello, 407 area code.
I don't think his mic's working.
His mic is not working. You need to disconnect your mic completely and just use your phone.
Hello? I can't hear you.
No.
What?
Well, it's Kevin. It's Kevin's phone.
Oh, it's Rutherford's phone.
Yeah, he's just trying to be connected.
He's listening in on us. Okay, all right. Well, we won't try to answer that one.
Now it's got. Now they've added the name. Do not hang up.
Do not hang up. Okay, so this was what was the phone area code?
407.
407.
Yeah.
407 area code. 407 area code is for Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, yeah.
Rutherford's right. Had that phone number for a long time because he hasn't lived in Orlando for a long time.
Yeah. The way this phone system works. All right.
Got it.
Well, now we know.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay. So what else we got going on this week, last week? What I should have... Had a number of tech calls, a number of tech problems lately. Let's see. We have a company that is sending their equipment back in. They bought it in 2017.
Yeah.
So it's coming up on 7 years old.
Yeah.
Still under warranty.
Yeah.
So they were excited to be able to send it in and just make sure it's repaired.
We've got to do something about that warranty. It's entirely too long.
No. No, it's not long enough.
We're not collecting enough money on repairs.
We weren't collecting enough money on repairs in the first place. Oh, that's why we extended the warranty.
That's true. They weren't getting hardly any repairs in anyway, so might as well just make a warranty. Okay, all right. Let's see. We've got a whole bunch of orders to fill.
We do. I've had a busy couple of weeks here.
But we're backlogged on lasers. Our supplier for lasers is a little behind.
Yeah, we have a very specific demand on our lasers.
Yep.
So it's
but that's
okay. It takes time to get them together exactly the way we want them. You know, I'm still thinking I would like to try a green laser.
I know a guy in California that puts green lasers in ours.
Yes.
So you need to talk to our laser supplier and see if we can get green diodes.
I would like to see about green diodes in my system.
You need to buy one and see how it shows up on our targets.
Well, there's no problem changing the targets.
But we've got targets, so see how it shows up on our targets.
Right. Yeah. It should be brighter.
I don't know if it is or not.
The only thing is that then you've got a very, very bright laser in what are typically pretty dark shops. It would be great to have it in daylight because
outside,
you know, when I'm outside working on a trailer or something,
buy yourself a green diode laser as a sample from them and let's try it inside and outside and see what it looks like.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's
cause the guy that I know that's using them is always outside.
Yes. That's the problem.
Right. Our problem
sunny California.
When the shops are dark and they're using our red laser, the halo is so bright that you actually have to shine a flashlight on it to find the dot.
Just to find the dot, right. which would be inconvenient if it was a green laser and every single
and
thing.
And the green
you
laser
did.
Can't be any brighter than ours, otherwise we exceed our FDA tolerances and we have to go to different warning.
Yeah, that we would need a different. Yeah.
Not necessarily. That green laser could be the same
wattage.
Same wattage.
Yeah.
And then it means it isn't any brighter. It's just a different color.
I think I'm almost positive green lasers are much brighter. So we'll see. All right. Anyway, that's inside baseball news. As far as products or things for our driving customers instead of our working customers. Now,
I've got the do-it-yourself chrome kits.
Do-it-yourself chrome, sure.
Yes, and I've got the new paint that we're coming out with that is MD Alignment paint, which reduces the wind resistance when you're driving and improves your fuel economy.
But you have to put it on the tires.
Well, you have to put it on everything.
Everything.
The tread of the tires, the sidewall of the tires, the bumpers, everything has to be coated with this, and you put it on with a roller.
The headlights?
Headlights, everything.
Windshield?
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Wouldn't work if you didn't have it on everything.
Everything.
All right. We'll see how that works out.
It should be fun.
Okay. We've often come up with ideas for merch that we could get people for themselves.
We're going to get some bobblehead MD Alignment statues.
Bobbleheads?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see them every time somebody has an alignment done with MD Alignment. We want a bobblehead on their dashboard so everybody can tell they had us do it.
Bobblehead on the dashboard.
Yes.
That would be quite lucrative for whoever makes bobbleheads.
Yeah, because the body we've got them in is really a sexy body. It's not mine.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking of is a T-shirt that says, "My truck got an MD alignment, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt."
That'll work.
It's about as imaginative as I've gotten.
It's like my parents went to Las Vegas, and I got this stupid T-shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So,
what color are we going to make those T-shirts?
Well, you know, black.
Black. Got it. Okay.
It sells.
And the lettering white.
Sure.
It's a black and white deal.
Black and white.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
Any phone calls?
Only that one I'm not supposed to hang up.
And won't answer us.
Whatever. He won't talk to us. I've tried making him talk to us and it didn't work.
Okay, it's 12:03.
Yes.
Do we consider that we have done our time frame and we should cut out, or do we make this run longer just because we started late?
We did start late. I don't have anything else going on right now. I was sort of caught unawares. It's the beginning of the year. I'm very happy to be here. We don't have anything newer for the customers, the drivers specifically, other than the MD alignment is working. We have a shop locator that you can go to on our website to find a shop in your area.
And we're always looking for more shops.
Yeah. We have around 200 shops.
We have people call from the East Coast and complain there aren't enough shops on the East Coast.
Right.
Greatest population density in the United States is the East Coast, and we don't have enough shops.
Right. Right. There's only like a couple per state.
Yes. In some states, nothing.
Right. So if you know somebody who should be doing alignments our way because they are, you know, that attention to detail oriented, they really care about the drivers and the trucks, we'll give them our number and have them call us. We'll figure out a way to get them hooked up. Other than that, I don't really have anything more for the show today.
We need to work up routines and
who's on first?
Who's on first? Well, and we need to have like segments. So we need like the old Car Talk guys.
Obviously.
There was a puzzler where they gave the puzzle and the next week they gave the answer to the puzzler. There was the mailbag where people send them email and they read out of the mailbag.
We have mail. We got mail.
We got mail?
We got mail.
What mail?
It was a Christmas card.
We got a Christmas card?
From Jamaica.
Jamaica, that's right. For those of you that don't know, when we did the podcast the first time around and we were guessing at phone area codes, every time we had a phone area code I didn't recognize, it was Jamaica.
Yeah, because obviously lots of drivers are coming and going from Jamaica.
Yeah, there's an easy bridge over to there.
Yes.
Right.
And last but not least, there's a news segment. Is there company or is there industry-related news?
We could do that. This is coming up. We saw this is coming up on trucks.
Read the news.
Yeah, we could read the news right out of the trucking magazines.
Well, we get those trucking magazines.
Yeah.
We should look
at some of that stuff and say, hey, they said this is happening with this company and this is happening with that company. Does anybody care? No.
I don't think it.
But it gives us something to do.
It would. If you, yeah. That and the jokes and the singing.
Georgia.
Did you have a new joke?
Georgia. No, I was asleep.
I just saw one the other day. It's too dumb to put on the air.
Go ahead, put it on anyway. It's a dumb show. Go ahead.
Now, when I read it, I said, this is too dumb. And so.
No, come on. Come on. I want to hear it.
I'm sorry. I don't. It's not in my head at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
It was too dumb, so I haven't found any jokes quality enough to put on the air.
Okay, let me do one that I do often at the beginning of a seminar.
Oh, sure.
So the people listening to the radio probably never been to one of my in-person seminars, so you wouldn't have heard it, okay?
Very probable.
So I'm at the beginning of the seminar. I introduce myself. I'm from MD Alignment Services. And yes, we've got 30 people in here, and we got to talk about tire wear and handling and vibrations and things. And so before we start, I want to ask some questions to see what level everybody's at so we know what to talk about. Okay. Now, the U.S. is an agricultural area. There's crops being raised. There's livestock being raised. Somebody has a rabbit. Somebody has a gerbil. Somebody's got a horse and a cow.
Right.
Now, if I take hay and I feed it to a rabbit, it comes out as little pellets at the other end.
It does. I've seen that.
If I feed hay to horses, I get road biscuits or apples.
That's what they call them.
If I feed hay to cow, it comes out as a pie.
Yes, and they're all over the fields of Iowa.
Now, if I'm starting with the same thing at the front end, why do I wind up with something completely different at the back?
And it was the same thing.
And I look at the audience, and they all stand there looking at me like I've blown my mind.
Right.
And I said, okay, since we determined nobody here knows shit, I'm going to start with the basics in this seminar.
Right. And that's always where we start. And the very first thing we have to start with is feathering.
Feathering. You know, when I do that in the audience, I get a groan and I get some chuckles. I just did it now and I got nothing.
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 The audience said nothing.
I'm not going to tell them jokes anymore. They won't laugh at me.
Yeah.
All right.
No feedback. I mean, we held up that picture.
Yes, we did.
And nobody cared.
Nobody
about
responded
that
to the picture. Okay.
All right. Well, I think I'm done for the day. We will look at our show schedule for 2024 and come up with some great stuff and have some great listeners.
If you have some emails you want to send to us, some jokes you want us to use, send them in or call in and tell us the joke yourself.
Or call with a problem, because really that's what we're
tired of the problems.
What kind of tire wear and handling problems
care.
Do you have?
I'm retarded.
Okay. Either way, thank you very much for everybody for listening all the way into 2024. I didn't even know such a year would come up before the world blew up. So here we are, and let's enjoy it.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.